Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. Where will our world be going in the next 20, 50, 100 years? And what sort of planet will we be leaving for our children and our children's children? With climate change, the scarcity of water and resources, and continued widespread poverty, the prognosis isn't looking good. That's why representatives from world governments will be meeting in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, or Rio Plus 20, from June 20th to the 22nd. They will be mapping out strategies for tackling the major ailments of our planet, many man-made. Well, on the sidelines of the conference in Rio, justice and peace representatives, NGOs, environmental and development groups will be meeting at the People's Summit, sharing information with and keeping up the pressure on their counterparts at the UN conference to address what they see as the real needs of the global community. Well, senior advisor on climate change and sustainable development for the UK-based charity Christian Aid, Alison Doig, spoke to me about what her organisation is bringing to the discussions.
The top-line message that Christian Aid will be taking to Rio is that the problems on our planet are both environmental and social. The vast inequalities that are within the world between rich and poor countries and within countries between the growing middle classes and wealthy within developing countries and the utterly, utterly poor. We have 20% of the world, which is vastly over-consuming our planet, using 1.5 planets' worth of resources, and we have 20% of the world who don't have enough resources at all. So all our messages are focused on this inequality. And within that, we're looking at the sustainable, how development agenda, how the sustainable development framework post-2015, when the Millennium Development Goals end, how the inequality and sustainability can be much, much better integrated into that process.
How important, then, is this Rio conference, and can it have an impact, a real impact, given what many say are the really questionable advances achieved over the last 20 years?
I'd agree that we've had a fairly dismal record to date. Having said that, we have recognised the problems, we are monitoring the problems much, much closer, but we're no closer to really solving some of the big, big problems of our time. But this conference in Rio, it is important. We are going to have heads of states from around the world. From the UK, we're not sending our Prime Minister, but our Deputy Prime Minister, but many countries are sending their world leaders to go and make some political agreement to recognise the state of the world and some political agreement to move forward. But I must admit that Christian Aid and many of our partners are not expecting a big bang change. Suddenly we're going to solve all the planet's ills. But what we are expecting is our discussions to change. So our discussions on economy, our discussions on development to change and to recognise the limits of the planet and hopefully to recognise the inequality in our planet between the rich and the poor and the consumers and those who don't have enough. So we expect that some of the conversations moving on from Rio will be significantly different.
Now, some at Rio are concerned that there are efforts afoot to commercialize such things, essential things as water, the air that we breathe. In fact, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights has recently expressed concern that the human right to water and sanitation risks being diluted or even suppressed in the final documents to come out of Rio 20 plus 20. Are you equally concerned?
Yes, I'm very concerned about the commercialisation of our resources. If you put a price on our resources, then the richest will be able to afford and to buy them. The poorest will not. You know, you put a price on it, someone will buy it. So I think there is an element of that. And there's a concern that all the hopes of the governments are being put onto the private sector. The private sector will find that solution. And what our hope is going to Rio, we're, as Christian Aid, a UK-based organisation, we're not going out alone. We're going out with people from Brazil, from other parts of Latin America, a number of Africans and Asians. We're going and taking the voice saying that, OK, we have government, we have private sector, big business and companies, and we have civil society. We have people who are either affected by environmental degradation or are working very closely with them. That all three must have a voice. And I think the only way we can move from this commercial approach, this commodification of nature, is to actually recognise the role of all three, the government, the private sector and the people. that they all have a voice there. And I think at previous, for example, at Copenhagen a few years ago for the climate conference, Christian Aid and our partners took a very strong message from civil society saying that we will not be sold out. And I'm hoping at Rio, again, that that voice will also be heard.
One Franciscan who is in Rio for the events has told me he's alarmed by what he calls a greenwash, that terms are being coined these days like green economy to whitewash the fact that not much has been accomplished so far, but at least it looks like something is being done. Do you see a trend in that direction, coining new terms to give the impression that something is being accomplished when it really isn't?
Yeah, I think the green economy word is used in many, many ways. It could be simply how we expand the green bits of the economy, how we get a few more renewables there, a bit more recycling, you know, how do we expand new markets for big business to come in and take over and not actually deal with the dirty economy. So we grow the green bit, but we continue with fossil fuels, we continue with destructive practices. Some people are thinking of it in those terms. I think a lot of the big business is going to think, how can we capture this bit of the market? But most of the civil society, this again comes back to the voice of civil society coming into this and saying it can't be just expansion of green bits of the market. It has to be a full change of our economy, how we do business. And it's got to be both fair, much more equally beneficial to the wider population, as well as green within the limits of the planet. So I think there is an element going into Rio, and a lot of governments who are, you know, strapped for cash at the moment are thinking, well, big business can do this for us. And I think what we have to go as civil society, as NGOs, is to go and say, no, we can't do it all through private sector. Private sector has its role. Of course, it has its part to play in it, but it has to be regulated by government. It has to respond to the voice of the people. So I agree, there could be an element of greenwash, and I'm sure the political declaration at the end will not be as strong as we want it. But as I say, if we can start to change the conversation, that it's not just about green bits of the economy, but it's about a fair and inclusive, greener economy across the whole economy, that would be a big success, I think, in terms of shifting that mindset.
One of the concrete suggestions that Christian Aid has put forth regards UK businesses. You want legislation drawn up that makes it mandatory for UK companies to report their carbon emissions to an agreed standard. What progression have you seen on that front? And are there indications that other countries are committed to that sort of practice?
Yeah, I think, you know, the UK set its climate bill a few years ago with some of the highest targets for cutting its carbon. But it's great having targets, but you've actually got to fulfil them. And if we have companies who are not accountable for their carbon emissions, then we are not going to achieve those targets. So we have pushed our government to say these businesses, okay, the government tells us, but many businesses are doing this and they're seeing the advantage, but actually they're the good guys, they're the good business. There's also many, many not-so-good businesses who are hiding as much of their carbon and environmental impacts, and we want them to be held to account too. In the UK, we have not yet made it mandatory. The government in the UK is very interested in sustainability reporting, including carbon reporting, but not willing to go as far as make it mandatory for their business. We've shown in the UK that UK business, well, UK has about 2-3% of global carbon emissions, but the investment from the City of London globally is responsible for about 15% of the carbon emissions. So we think the UK should really be doing its bit more to hold people to account. In terms of the wider sustainability reporting, some of the good guy companies, one of them is Aviva, and Aviva has proposed that there should be a UN convention on sustainability reporting. So it sets guidelines for how companies should report, and if they're not going to report to that to those guidelines, they should say why they've not reported. So it's report or say why not you haven't reported to those guidelines. So it's not quite mandatory. So that is being proposed at Rio, this convention on sustainability reporting, and Christian Aid are supporting that as a first step in sustainability reporting. So it will be there in the discussions, and it certainly will be something we will be highlighting. And we will continue to push the UK government to admit to the UK's responsibility on climate change.
You're mentioning quite frequently there the word sustainability. What about food production and water supplies on a global level? How can these be most effectively ensured and sustained?
Again, this part potentially goes back to your question on commodification of nature. Food and water have become too much of a commodity that can be bought and sold by the highest bidder around the world, and can be manipulated and has been manipulated by some of the great huge food companies around the world, which have created distortions in the market. I think our answer would be to localise as much as possible. Christian Aid supports small-scale farmers across the world to produce the food that they need and to deliver to their local markets. And I think the support should go, instead of to this high-tech, green revolution, you know, big input farming, back to actually supporting small-scale farmers to deliver, as I say, their own needs, but those of the communities and the local markets around them. So I think if we can have much more focus and on the delivery through these small-scale producers, as well as better regulation of the global market so that the volatility can be removed. And I think that removing this dependence on this sort of factory approaches to farming that we're seeing that turn them into commodities rather than the basic needs that we all need.
What are you calling for in terms of sustainable energy?
Well, around the world, I think there's disgusting figures that have been underplayed, you know, underrepresented in many of the global discussions on poverty, are those on lack of energy around the world, lack of access to modern energy. 1.3 billion people don't have electricity. They can't switch on a light. They have no basic electrical equipment around their home because they just don't have it. 2.7 billion people cook on an open fire. I mean, with wood or dung or charcoal or anything else they can find to burn. The smoke from these fires is killing 1.6 million people, most of them children globally, because of that smoke pollution, indoor air pollution. So Christian Aid have prioritised the Sustainable Energy for All initiative, and that is to deliver universal access to modern energy to all people by 2030, and also to do that in a low-carbon way so that it's not adding to climate change moving forwards. And we're hoping that world leaders will come together to support the Sustainable Energy for All initiative and really put these energy-poor people at the heart of that initiative.
Alison Doig is Senior Advisor on Climate Change and Sustainable Development for Christian Aid.